2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, folks, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. Thank you for tuning in. We know you have choices. Well, there's really no choice. If you want to make the right choice, is to listen to us on KSL's Unrivaled. And we do appreciate that you tune in. We love our fans. We love what we do.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay. And then can I ask you one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's just ask each other questions.
Okay. We just had Ben Anderson on from KSLSports.com. He covers the Jazz.
Yes.
And then we kind of got into this thing during the break where we were talking about players and it's a mind game. I try to imagine being a pro athlete and just keeping your head normal during the week. That seems like it'd be hard. And we were reading about an article where one of these players is getting a divorce, and it was and he stepped away from baseball. The mental side of it, and it basically ended his career. And you said I could see how that'd be a big deal. When you were coaching, though, when you're coaching at the high school level,
yes,
what was the hardest thing to reel those kids in for? Because I remember when I was in high school, and your coaches would tell you, don't get on the skateboards this weekend and stay away from your girlfriend. And like that was like the big, it was like this thing, like stay away from girls and don't get hurt.
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing?
I had one kid go down Hobble Creek Canyon on a longboard.
On a long.
Yeah. And then he wondered why he broke his arm.
Oh, what? Right?
Yeah, he went off the board. It's like, what the heck? Ironically, the worst thing that we had to deal with as coaching high school football was girls breaking up with boys.
My coaches are right.
And no, they were absolutely
stay away from a girl's man. You don't need a girlfriend.
And here's what I believe it is. The girls are so much more emotionally mature than the boys are. The boys can't handle.
Yeah, they're moving on. The girls are moving on.
The girls are just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And the boys are just.
They're a mess.
I had one player who had this steady girlfriend, and they got all their classes together.
Oh.
And the seating chart was where you sat the first day of class.
Yeah.
So he sat right next to her in every single class.
Yeah.
And she broke up with him the second day of school.
Nice.
So he was in a tailspin. And he goes, I got to sit by her every day. And
that's thinking ahead. That's the smart high school kids that we know. This
awkward.
Mom, dad, this relationship's going to last forever. You don't get it. This is love. This is love right now, mom and dad. You said you had a question for me? Sorry, I don't know.
My question is not about high school dating.
Okay.
We did talk to Ben about Damian Lillard.
Yes.
And
I think you're nuts for just keep – you kept asking him, so how do we get him here? So how is he going to get here, though? So, like, at what point is he going to get here? There's no way.
And what does Ben say? If the Jazz got him here, they're a contender right now.
Yeah, but if they got him here, they'd have to give up the
they'd give up whatever.
They'd have to give up Donovan Mitchell, essentially.
No, they wouldn't have
That's
to
at
give
least
up.
One
they
of the big options.
They would
have
to give up Donovan Mitchell for it.
No, and you'd never want to give up Donovan Mitchell for even Damian Lillard. No.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm saying that if it happened. All right. So my question to you is, would you do that if you could?
No. I mean, what do you mean? Like, what am I giving up here?
If you could trade for Damian Lillard and you could get him here.
Without Donovan Mitchell leaving.
Well, give me your scenario.
Okay.
Then. But I'm just asking because you're just like poo-pooing all of my.
I'm poo-pooing that. I'm poo-pooing.
I want to know what you would do to get him here. That's what I want to know.
I think that the cost is too high on getting Damian Lillard here. The sign and trade situation.
So you wouldn't do it then? No matter
sign
what.
And the sign and trade deal, if Mike Conley was able to get here or was able to be to go to Portland on the sign and trade.
Yes.
The Jazz pay Damian Lillard because they're already going to be paying $25 million to Mike Conley anyway. Then I just think that obviously the better option between those two players is Damian Lillard. So, yes, bring him out under those circumstances. But if you're losing Rudy Gobert, if you're losing Donovan Mitchell, I'm out. I don't want any of that.
Well, they could trade Mike Conley.
I don't want any of that noise. Yeah,
and a bunch
I'm okay
of,
with that.
What if you trade future draft picks?
And just get rid of the whole bench. Just get rid of the whole bench.
Like three or four of them.
I'd
first round draft choices.
I'd be down. Absolutely. Because I want to win the championship now. Yeah. You're not going to win it. Look, the couple of first rounders. How many first rounders have the Jazz had recently that have worked out really great? Besides Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. I mean, the rest of them are, they've had late first round and then other second round picks. And those have been like, yeah, we'll see you when you play for the Stars.
What about, would you give up Joe Ingles?
Absolutely.
Joe would fit in Portland.
Well, that's the thing is that there are a lot of rumors out there, and everything that we've seen point to the Jazz actually listening to offers for Joe Ingles, Bojan Bogdanovic, and those are two guys that we really, really like. Their three-point percentage is it's almost unparalleled. The Jazz just came off the best three-point shooting season in the history of the league.
And what did it get them?
That's what I'm saying. But those two guys were a massive part of it. It also got them the best regular season record.
Yeah.
And we thought that was going to be. Yes, we did care about it at the moment because we thought that was going to translate into a finals appearance. So I think that a Joe Ingles and Bojan Bogdanovic both leaving, if that were the case, I'd be really sad about it. Take one of those guys and you get rid of them. And I don't know which one I'd want more. Which one would you want more, Joe Ingles or Bojan Bogdanovic, if they're on the trading block?
I'd rather have Bojan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's way more of a scorer, right? Yeah.
And I think here's the thing. Joe Ingles, yes, no question.
I love how you're about to make an argument. Right.
I was just going
to
say that he's kind of he kind of handles the ball and he does an okay job with the ball. But when you get a defender on him who can play him tough on the perimeter, he has a hard time going by somebody.
Let me ask you a former professional athlete's opinion on this then. What about the part where you show up in all the printed and online forums of people saying they should get rid of so-and-so. But then there's also that there are rumors that, like, legitimate reporters are hearing from sources that Scott Mitchell is on the trading block, that Bojan Bogdanovic said all these people are on the trading block. What does that do to your psyche? Because at some point, too, we've also heard that they want to bring the whole crew back again. But what if you heard your name was on that trading block and then you don't get traded and you come back? What is it just hearing your name as like a possibility? They've been using you. They've been floating your name as a possibility to be able to get traded.
You saw what happened with Ricky Rubio. And they were trying to get Mike Conley way before.
Right. Yeah.
And you saw the impact it had on his play. It's basically, if a team is trading you, they're saying, we don't really like you anymore. You don't fit into what we're doing. And I don't know.
I don't know a person in the world.
No, because, like, when you're a player, like, you have this commitment. You want to win. You also want people that are, like, do you have my back? I think we wonder that here in our building by our employer. Do they care about us? Do they want us here? And I think everyone feels that way in whatever profession they're in. And when they go, yeah, we're looking to trade you, or you hear that they're looking to trade you, or in the NFL they're looking to draft your replacement, drafting a guy is a little bit different deal, but still the team is saying to you, we don't care about you. We have no interest in you.
You might
whatsoever.
Be a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Fan favorite doesn't get us a championship.
Right. So I think what happens in a player in this situation is they go one of two ways, and most of them go just like,
A guy like Joe knows
me. It's me against the world.
Yeah, but
it's like,
a guy
I'm
like
show you and
no.
And they get yes, yeah, that happens.
A guy
all
like
the time.
Joe knows that it's business. A guy like Boyan.
Oh, you think people just
knows
roll
that
with
it's
the
business.
Punches and just say, oh,
yes, those are two guys that. Well, by the way, Boyan Bogdanovic.
Then,
you know,
then you know what? Those are guys.
2 years ago, was
guys,
in Indiana.
Those are guys I don't want on my team.
The ones who go, thanks for bringing me back. I knew we'd work this thing out.
No, the ones that go, yeah, it's just a business. Oh well. I want someone who's passionate about where they are, who cares about. I really like that about Ricky Rubio. I want to be with people who want to be here and want to commit all that they have to the organization. The people are just like, this is a business. It's like, you know what? You don't win with those people. You can take it or leave it. I'm not saying those guys are that way. I'm just saying.
I just want to see how they react after finding out that their name was on the old trading block there.
Yeah, all but right. That stuff. I don't know.
Let's take the break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss right here on KSL's Unrivaled. When we return, the Olympics haven't even started yet. Got bad news today, of course, about some COVID testing. And I can only imagine it's more scary as things go along here because we're just at the beginning of this thing. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.